America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're live at the Ticketmaster Studio, inside the Ticketmaster Studios here at Flowery Branches. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach Rogers joined us. We're going to talk more about what he had to say about this rookie class. But right now we're joined by Matthew Bergeron, our left guard. This dude's a silent killer. And listen, when he got drafted, everybody went, oh, Syracuse, where's this guy? And he's come in here, Mike. He's not said a whole lot. We love his personality, but he has been a baller for the Atlanta Falcons. Right. Matthew, man, how you been? It's good to have you.
Oh, been good, man. It's been a good year. I'm having a lot of fun, so I'm just happy to be here with you guys, man. Thank you for having me.
Right. And not to blow smoke, but we did say last year, rarely does a guy plug in, and we're not talking about you. Mm. I'm not hearing holding number 65. You know what I mean? It's just, unfortunately, it was an injury, but you took advantage of the opportunity, and you've been starting ever since.
No doubt. I mean, I'm just surrounded by a bunch of great guys. It's like playing next to Jake Matthews, playing next to Drew Dahlman, having Chris Lindstrom, and obviously Coach Lethford has done a great job for helping me with that transition, because I was a tackle in college and came in and played as a left guard. It's a lot different, you know, so they did a good job of helping me, so I'm just really grateful to be surrounded by those people.
So playing left tackle, and obviously that means he's got good feet, guys. If you're an offensive lineman and you're playing left tackle, yeah, and then they move you inside, mm-hmm, how much has that helped you?
I mean, everything that I learned at tackle definitely helped me with that transition at guard, but also some of these things maybe also, like, knocked me, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, I got a tendency of playing high.
My because of tackle?
Yeah. And at tackle, you get a lot more space as far as in pass protection and in the run game. So I had to tighten up my feet, tighten up my hands and stuff like that. So I think that might have been the hardest part of my transition. So I'm still working on it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nobody's perfect, but yeah.
You get like half a count of tackle. You know, it's guard. They're right there.
Right, they're right there. Yeah, those guys are right there. They got a big jump on you, and that tackle, you get a lot more space. So that was the main thing for me, just getting used to. It's like a fight in the phone booth at guard. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're right there. So you got to be quick with your hands, quick with your feet. But, yeah.
Well, it's funny because we had Jake Matthews on a couple of weeks ago. It was Matthew Bergeron's with us in studio here, and he was saying, I said, man, it seemed like what we just said to you, it seemed like you plugged in. He goes, yeah, man, he picks it up. He likes, you talk about your swag, mm-hmm, you know, because you don't want to not be yourself. Coming, if you have attitude and edge, you got to play with that, right?
No doubt. You got to have an edge, and especially in this league, you know, everybody's good around you, so you got to have a certain confidence about yourself, about your game. So it definitely helped me a lot, and I feel like there's a huge difference in my confidence from last year and this year, just with experience. Mm-hmm. And the year two is totally different. I got a good routine going and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been good. And, you know, playing next to Jake definitely helped me a lot. I got to worry about making calls and stuff like that because he got that down.
Right. It's true. He's making those calls on the O-line.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's talk about our run game, Matthew, because we've been pretty damn good at it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear this all the time. Guys, take pride in it. Like, you like getting off the ball and banging guys and moving them out of the way and creating that space for Bijan and Tyler. And then, you know, to celebrate, right, when these guys break a run, you know, Tyler had, I think, a 20-yard run that was called back last week.
Yeah.
But, like, you see that, you feel good as an offensive lineman, like, we can do this today.
Oh, no doubt. And it gets us going. And just seeing everybody buying in into the run game, you know, you guys might not see it, but, like, guys like Drake London going in and blocking, guys like Darnell, Ray having key blocks, and it just gets everybody going. And, you know, when Tyler's out there running two people over, you know, it just gets everybody going. So we're super hype about it. Obviously, Bijan's an incredible athlete. He makes us right, you know, some of the occasions. So it's just good to have, you know, those two guys back there and just going at it.
Matthew Bergeron is with us, guys. So last year, obviously, it didn't work out. This year, it's like, what a change of script. I mean, you know, Kirk Cousins comes in. By the way, what's it like playing with this guy? Because everybody we've spoken to said, man, he's a leader. He's a trip, basically, to play with.
I mean, he's a great dude. You know, obviously, the word to describe him is leader. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as he walked in, everybody bought in. I think that's the main thing to be said about Kirk. He got a great attitude about the game. And, yeah, most people in offense look up to him.
You've gone up against some dudes already, right?
Yeah, right.
Inside, Chris Jones.
Yeah.
You know, you got a little bit of that T.J. Watt early in the season. Is there somebody you went, man, that was a battle today? Like, you know, and no disrespect to any of these cats because everybody in the league can play, but, like, have you left on a Sunday and been like, that was a battle?
I mean, I feel like every Sunday there's a battle, man. Like, compared to college, you know, there's same game in college. You play those small schools.
You just took advantage of them.
Yeah, you're right. But you get in the league, no matter how good or how bad the record is,
they're good.
They're going to have some guys out there. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like every week's a battle. But you play certain guys like Chris Jones, guys like Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we have to play Derrick Brown twice a year. That's a big challenge for us. Obviously, you gotta be on top of your fundamentals and just go out there and try and make it right, you know.
I know that Danuzel had to deal with Villaveda. Villaveda's arms are like tree trunks.
Oh, my God. He's so big and strong. Yeah. He's a different cat. But, we have to play that guy twice a year. And no matter how good or how bad the team is, they're going to have some cats that can play ball. It's the National Football League.
A lot of talking or little talking down there on the line of scrimmage. I mean, I'm not talking about calling the calls.
Oh.
I'm talking about talking. Like, because – when big boys get tired, man, it's hard to talk a little smack, man.
No, it is.
Huh?
Do you talk that?
I talk a little bit. Last year, I said a word. But this year, I talk a little bit more.
A little bit?
I was talking about confidence earlier, but I definitely talk a little bit more. But, yeah, in the fourth quarter, everybody's just quiet, you know, because it's a long game. And you just focus on your assignment.
Yeah. So what's your go-to? It's going to be like this all day. What's your go-to?
I don't know. I just go with the rhythm, man. You know, I get shoved after a play or something like that. I'm going to turn back and talk a little bit. And it's just fun to see because, like
– I'm going
to
pancake your ass, right?
It's just fun to see because, like – you know, it gets guys like riled up. You know, if I see Newsel get picked on, whatever, I'm gonna go out there and have his back. So it's just good to see that everybody just coming in together.
Matthew Bergeron's with us here, guys. He's at the Ticketmaster Studios. By the way, ever drop any French on somebody? They have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, I haven't dropped any French on nobody, but I actually played Ben St. Juice last year, corner from the Washington Commanders. He had the game winning pick against us last year in Mercedes-Benz, so we talk smack after the season a little bit, but I'm excited to play him again this year.
It's gonna be an interesting game,
right, man. No doubt.
What do you think about the Saints, man? We saw them already going on the road. You know, I mean, you were here last year. Look, this thing, we don't like them, right?
Right.
I mean,
it's just
what it is. Like this is a college rivalry in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. We don't care what's going on with them. Coach said our prep is going to remain the same. But what do you see? Is there anything different? Do you think? Then the first time we saw these guys, and what are you expecting on Sunday?
I'm expecting a physical game. You know, obviously they have something to prove. We have something to prove, and it's Saints week. So no matter how good or how bad the other team is, they're going to be a physical game. It's going to be a fight. And, you know, last time we went to New Orleans, and it wasn't a good outcome for us. So a lot of guys, you know, I didn't forget about it. So I want to go out there and get a win, and but I just know they're gonna be riled up. You know, obviously they've had some changes in the office, and they gonna come in ready to fight and trying to knock us off our route. But we'll put our head down and work.
All right, man. We're just talking. Matthew grew up, Carl, just down the road, about an hour and a half from Montreal.
Yeah,
and we're just talking about maybe we'll get you on for a Formula One podcast.
Man. Oh, we should. We definitely should.
Big Max Verstappen fan.
That'd be dope.
I'll be a great guest. So every year I get a chance to go to the Canadian Grand Prix, and last year I was able to go to the Aston Martin garage.
Oh, cool.
So I got to see this
car. Crazy, right?
I was like Lance Stroll and his dad, Lawrence Stroll, richest guy in Canada.
Yeah, Lance Stroll's from Quebec, so, you know, So it was good. It was actually fun,
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, we are big fans.
Right. There you go, brother.
Keep grinding.
Appreciate you.
Enjoy watching you, you know, do what you do, and let's go get a dub on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you guys.
Matthew Bergeron, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to come back. We'll talk about all the things we heard from Coach and Matthew here live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.